blessings and welcome to the spirit world, the world of unseen. Today's topic is going to be about negative versus positive. And negative is a label. Positive is also a label. Everything is a label. Well, these are words, just words. And for the purpose of this conversation, I'm going to define the word or label, so to speak, the word negative as non-constructive energy or destructive energy, non-productive, non-beneficial, and the word positive, I will be defining it as a constructive, as feeling good, beneficial energy, the energy that makes you jump for joy, something that is good, create goodness, right? I don't know if you guys heard of this expression. A positive thought cancels the benefit of a negative thought, or vice versa. A negative thought cancels the benefit of a positive thought. It's very true, and it's such a powerful concept. Because let's just imagine a room of 100 people. 99 people are positive. Are pretty okay, yeah, so considering positive energy, and one is very, very negative. Well, that person, the negative person, can bring the whole energy down, and vice versa is also true. And if that negative person adds intensity and passion to his or her negativity, then the entire energy room goes down, completely down. So those two important things, the intensity and the passion. Now imagine vice versa. 99% of the room or 99% of the people are kind of like negative and miserable and complaining about things. And then one person comes up with passion and intensity, with high, high vibration energy, positive energy. Then the entire room is lifted up. Yeah? So those two things, I want to think about those two things that are very, very important, intensity and passion. Because negative or positive, this is just energy. Negative energy is energy, positive energy is energy. But it depends what kind of energy is that and what kind of intensity and passion is behind this energy. Okay, so these two things are very important. Now, let's say that that person that is negative and influences the 99% of the room, which are positive, is successful in bringing the whole energy of the room down. And you are one of the person that is in that room, of course, the one that supposedly you are positive. How you deal with these situations? Okay, so these three things might happen, okay? Number one, you can either play in low vibrations and choose to be negative and miserable. Okay. Number two, you remove yourself from this negative situation, deciding you don't want to participate. You're not going to participate. You probably leave the room. Number three, you decide to be a hero. Well, I'm kidding here, but this is what it is. You decide to change the entire energy in the room by changing your energy. Not only to uplift yourself, but you uplift others. So now, which version of those three do you like? Which one would you choose? Because you see, the thing is, the same things happen in the world right now. So be the change, my friend. Be the change. Like Gandhi says, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change. So what does it take for you to become that positive thought? Well, let me tell you this. It takes intensity and it takes passion. So those two things are very, very important. It also takes courage. It takes courage to love. Because love is the most powerful force in the universe. And it takes courage to use that powerful vibration. It does. Let me tell you, this negative is everywhere around us. Everywhere. It's a matter of choice if you want to stay in that negativity or not. For example, I don't watch TV. I mean, I don't watch news. And I don't even, when I see something bad, I just completely ignore it. I turn off the TV or I just I don't look on the negative news on the internet. As simple as that. Because they affect my subconscious mind. They affect my cells, my cellular system, without my conscious mind knowing that. So it's very important, very, very important. A few weeks ago, we went to LA, and you know, in the hotel there, in the breakfast room, there were like three TVs, and each and every one of them were showing the news. And of course, everywhere was just negative news. As simple as that. And you know what? My body, I could feel fear in my body. There was a lot of fear. It was not my fear. It was the fear that was programmed and conditioned by the media. And it's hard to deal with that. That's why I'm kind of like not running away from it. I know what it is, and I'm choosing not to participate in that kind of negativity. That's the way it is. So as a sensitive, usually psychic or sensitive people, I mean, all of us are sensitive. I mean, all of us are psychics, right? It's very, very hard to deal with that. You gotta stay in high vibration all the time. So let me tell you this, it took a lot of cleansing for me, energetic cleansing that day, in order to counteract that negativity. And if you pick up one thing, one negative thing from one person, one negative thing from the other, and then you keep going and going and going, you just end up in that crazy negative loop of insanity. It's a loop of insanity where you cannot just get out. You have to do whatever it takes to get out of that insanity. And one thing it's very important is like to be conscious, to observe, and notice and acknowledge where you are, where I am. Keep asking yourself the same question. Where I am right now? How do I feel right now? Because the body will tell you where you are. Your feelings will tell you where you are. If there is tension in your jaw, if there is tension in your body, in your muscle, I mean, tension is good. Tension makes you move. When you go to the gym, you need that kind of like constructive, again, label it as a positive kind of tension, right? But when that tension you carry with you throughout the night and you wake up in the morning even more tense, that's not constructive. It is not beneficial whatsoever. Eventually, that will make you ill, will make you sick. So how you get out of that loop of negative insanity, of craziness? The most important thing is to be conscious, to be aware. So be aware. Hey, I'm here, and I know that I can take small steps to be there, to be where I want to be. Baby steps, right? Another thing is to ask yourself, or of course observe yourself, where is your energy going throughout the day? Is it going to something good that makes you feel good, or is it going to something that makes you feel miserable or fearful? Love yourself. Start loving yourself. Because when you love yourself, you have the ability to love others. Detach. Detach from personal ambitions. Detach from beliefs, from any kinds of opinions, from any material things. Just detach. Observe them. Because when you have an opinion about something, or you have something to defend, a belief system or something, and then you add passion into that, whatever defensive anger or whatever you have, and you add passion and you add intensity, it's a total disaster. Start observing your thoughts, your attitudes, your behaviors, your beliefs. Observe yourself, how you react to situation instead of acting from a place of wisdom, acting from a place of love and compassion towards yourself, and of course towards other. Forgive yourself for what you do, because you know sometimes you do crazy things, but then forgive yourself, and then forgive others. Please forgive others, and then surround yourself with the spirit world. Surround yourself with angels. Ask for spiritual guidance, your spiritual helpers, to help you stay in high vibrations, to help you uplift your presence in order to uplift other people's presence. We are also conditioned to think that darkness is something bad. Again, another label, right? But when you master your darkness, your negativity, your shadow, and when I say master, it's you become aware of it and you can change it and you can transform it, then you are able to extract goodness from that darkness, because light does emerge from the darkness. So negative has its own place, because any challenge that shows up in your life, it's actually an opportunity in disguise. That's what it is. From each and every negative thought, from each and every negative behavior or thinking or anything that doesn't serve us, something good happens out of this negativity. So accept that negativity, work with it, observe it, face it, and then detach from it. Let it go. Just let it go, because it doesn't serve you well, and you cannot just run your race rat in that continuous negativity, crazy loop of insanity. Yeah, just get out of that. It's your decision. It's inside you. You have the power. It is inside you, the power. And when you take a responsibility and you know that you create your reality by just witnessing your thoughts, by witnessing your feelings, your actions on a moment-to-moment basis, your life is totally changed. It's completely transformed, because you consciously observe how you create your reality. So I'm challenging you to start consciously observing your inner world by observing and witnessing your inner thoughts, your feelings, your actions, what you do on a regular basis, day by day. Just observe it. Take time to observe. And breathe throughout this process. Yes. Okay, you guys. Thank you for listening. This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to master your mind, to master your life. Signing off for now. Wishing you blessings. Peace. Namaste.